Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, Episode 202.
Please forgive the sound of heavy machinery that you may hear in the background. I'm doing the last load of dishes and the last bit of laundry before I pack my appliances. Anyway, that gives me a moment to record another episode. So today we have a question from Cheyenne, who says, I want to ask a question about beta readers that always stops me from sharing my draft with others. How, oh how, are you not afraid of theft? Once you email someone what you have, what stops them from copying, pasting, and fleeing like a thief in the night? And if they do, how do you protect your original material? I desperately want the valuable opinions of intelligent, well-read beta readers, but my pesky old pisanthrophobia tells me no one can be trusted. Aside from intense therapy, how can I remedy this?
Well, Cheyenne, there's a few things to consider. The first is choose your beta readers carefully. Pick from among people you know. Second is keep a record of your drafts, your versions. If you're writing like me and don't have drafts, you still have versions in progress. And I will frequently split my file anytime I reach a significant turning point in the book and I'm not feeling confident about how to go forward. I will save a version at that point and then move forward, which will give me the option to go back to the point where I knew it was working and try a different path if it turns out not to work. I also have occasional drafts of paths not taken. I've got files of notes. There's all these things that prove priority. I've got chat logs from talking about what writing I've been doing today with other writers who I chat with online for solidarity. You know, we check in with each other, we share word counts, we talk each other through head games we're stuck on, that sort of thing. You keep those records, and when you're done with the story, you put those in the archive with the rest of your stuff, and then you can prove priority if someone does rip you off. And if someone rips you off, that's copyright infringement. That's an actionable offense. If you're afraid of someone ripping you off, don't share your books with anyone who doesn't already know that you're willing to go to the mat and go to court to defend your intellectual property. And of course, if someone does rip you off, you can sue them, you can get their version taken down from Amazon, the whole bit. This is a really common fear with early writers. It's almost always unfounded. First of all, as a young writer, and by young I mean, you know, you're still in your first four or five professional books, you haven't written enough to be worth stealing yet. Anyone who is going to steal your stuff is not just mean and crooked, they're also stupid. Because A, you're new enough at this that even your best work is going to be a little clunky. B, even if your work is great, they're going to put it up, it's not going to sell because it's going to be the one thing by this author, whatever name they put it up under, who they've never heard of. And then if it winds up being a runaway success, well, there's no way they can follow it up anyway. So they'd have to be blindingly stupid to steal from you. Now, there is an exception to all this. And that is, when you're dealing with anyone from Hollywood or with any connection to the film industry, don't give them your stuff. Don't trust them as beta readers. Don't trust them as anything, because that is and video game industry too. These are industries that are built on theft, and you don't want to deal with these people without having a lawyer on tap and a Kevlar shark suit. Not to say that if they come knocking on your door, you should necessarily run the other way screaming, but if you've attracted their attention, you need to be very, very careful. That's a whole other level of stuff. Taking those out of the equation, what you're dealing with is a very normal fear for a very early stage writer who doesn't understand really how copyright works yet. What you need to do is read up on copyright and get comfortable with the fact that creating your stuff gives you legal rights to it. You need to understand what those rights are and what infringement consists of. You can listen back through episodes of this podcast for copyright stuff. There's quite a lot. I'm sure you've heard it before. But listening with this angle in mind, intellectual property rights are frankly, in my opinion, too well delineated and established. They're extremely defensible, and infringement upon them is extremely actionable. And as someone who is building a career in an intellectual property business, you need to become comfortable with the notion that this is a business, and that in a certain sense, business is war, and that you have certain weapons that you can strike back with. You are not a helpless babe in the woods, and you do not have to be at the mercy of other people, even if they do steal from you. And I say this as someone who had someone in Hollywood try to rip me off. When I was a very young writer and I didn't know what I was doing, and I had to learn the hard way on the go as I got involved in a legal dispute with someone who was trying to sell one of my scripts to a studio without my authorization, and representing himself as if he did have my authorization. So that was all sorts of fun, and I learned a lot very fast the hard way. And I did wind up successfully clawing it out of his cold, orc-like hands. But that's a whole other story. Anyway, I don't know what else to follow that up with other than to tell you that though your fear is normal, unless you're doing something profoundly stupid, it's probably unfounded. So I would dot your I's and cross your T's, and education is the best cure for fears that are based on ignorance. You have a lot more backing you up in terms of the force of law than you think you do, and frankly, it's very hard for anyone to flee like a thief in the night if they intend to put your book up for sale anywhere, because the internet may be vast, but search engines make it small. And you can trace someone if they rip you off in a way that is actionable. You can certainly hunt them down and take them to ground and defend your property. But again, all of this is very easily fixed by picking your betas carefully in the first place. In fact, pick one. Get one person that likes the sort of stuff that you write, and i.e. would like it even if you weren't writing it, and have them be your first reader. Start off with one and get the feedback you need there, and start growing. You'll be fine. And do it that way, and I don't think you'll have much to worry about it. The smaller the circle is, the easier security is, too, so it's another bonus if you're looking at it with a jaundiced eye. Anyway, thanks very much for writing in. It's always great to hear from you. I hope that helps, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.